I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update.
Four Israeli female soldiers who had been held hostage by the Hamas militant group arrived home Saturday. Hundreds of people gathered in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square and watched on a huge television screen as the four soldiers were freed during a staged event in Gaza City. They were abducted from a military base in southern Israel on October 7, 2023, when 1,200 people were killed and 250 others taken hostage during the attack by the U.S.-designated terrorist group. Meanwhile, hundreds of Palestinians in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah cheered as they welcomed home some of the 200 Palestinian prisoners or detainees who were released in exchange for the four Israeli soldiers. Saturday's exchange is part of the first phase of the ceasefire agreement brokered by Egypt, Qatar, and the U.S. after months of negotiations. Israel's counteroffensive in Gaza has killed more than 47,000 people, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The International Committee of the Red Cross Saturday said Yemen's Houthi rebels have unilaterally released 153 war detainees. AP correspondent Donna Warder says the release is part of the rebels' efforts to ease tensions after the ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war.
In Yemen's capital, Sana'a, Abdul Qadir al-Murtada, the chairman of the Houthi Prisoners Committee, says it is a unilateral initiative from one side. Al-Murtada also called it a humanitarian release of those who are sick, wounded, and elderly. The International Committee of the Red Cross confirmed the detainee release, which comes just after the Houthis detained another seven Yemeni workers from the United Nations. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News.
The Pentagon has a new leader. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
I, Pete Hegseth,
do solemnly swear.
Pete Hegseth was sworn in Saturday as Defense Secretary by Vice President J.D. Vance.
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
After a 50-50 Senate vote the night before, Vance was the tiebreaker. Hegseth says his kids put it in perspective.
Dad, instead of being sad about 50 to 50, 51 to 50, they said, Dad, you won in overtime. That's the perspective I like.
The narrow confirmation came amidst allegations of aggressive behavior toward women and heavy drinking. Hegseth thanking President Trump for his support.
We look forward to having the backs of our troops and having your back in executing peace through strength, in putting America first. And in rebuilding our military.
And the new defense secretary saying we don't want to fight wars, we want to deter them. I'm Julie Walker.
Another member of President Donald Trump's national security team was confirmed Saturday by the U.S. Senate. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem was approved as the next Secretary of Homeland Security by a vote of 59 to 34. Seven Democrats joined all 52 Republicans to approve her nomination. Noem issued a statement pledging to secure the southern U.S. border and fix our broken immigration system. As Homeland Security Secretary, Noem will oversee three key agencies that handle immigration, including the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, which provides security at all U.S. border crossings. Taliban authorities in Afghanistan have reportedly agreed to allow female students to pursue higher education in Pakistan, provided that their male guardians also are granted visas to accompany them. The revelation comes as hundreds of Afghan students took entrance exams on Saturday to secure admission to graduate, postgraduate, and PhD programs in Pakistani universities. A Pakistani government official, speaking on condition of anonymity, expressed Pakistan's profound gratitude to the Kabul government for agreeing to allow successful female candidates to pursue their education. The Taliban did not immediately comment on the assertions. Pakistan offers fully funded scholarships to thousands of students from war-ravaged, poverty-stricken neighboring Afghanistan. But the program for female students was halted after the hardline Taliban regained power in 2021 and banned girls' education in the country past the sixth grade. They also prohibited Afghan women from traveling or flying without a chaperone. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.